So this illustrates, actually these pictures here show quite a lot of, actually several possible scenarios which we'll explore in a tiny bit more detail in the following foils. So if you were really, you know, if you really were a good mathematician and you didn't do too much work in your sermons, you could have probably also done this case, which is the higher order Newton Cotes, where here you've drawn a, we have 5 points, and we put a quartic through the general quartic through those 5 points. So, however, it turns out in practice you essentially never do that. Rather, what you do almost always is this if you're lazy, or that if you're not so lazy. And what this points out is if I go from A to B with equal space, I actually can make several different assumptions. The simplest assumption is here. I just assume that the function's a set of straight lines from A to this point to this point, this point. So it's just straight lines. In the limit in which the grid size goes to zero, that's totally accurate because this is a perfectly reasonable formula which gives the right answer in the limit of the zero step size. So this and this effectively correspond to the discussion we had about the difference between simple integration formula like the modified Euler's and the multi-step formula. Remember in the multi-step formula we had errors that went to zero much faster because we were fitting polynomials effectively to several points. We had differentiation formulae which would involve predictor-corrector technology which might involve effectively a given point in the last 3 or 4 points or something like that. I had these Adams-Bashforth type formulae. So that's equivalent to this. And this, the error here is formally smaller than the error here. It goes to much zero much faster than this one. But there's also another possibility, which is to actually take this and draw a quadratic through it, and take this and draw a quadratic through it. Notice these are different assumptions because here I have a totally smooth function. Here I have a discontinuity in derivative, and here I would have a discontinuity in derivative as well. So effectively I'm making a different assumption about the function. Here I'm assuming the function's a polynomial over A to B. Here I'm assuming it's linear, piecewise linear. Here I'm assuming it's piecewise quadratic. And I'll come back to the last diagram later on.